We are in Sefer Chovos HaLevavos. We're in Shaar HaBitachon. We're still in the introduction and we're learning together the 10 benefits that a person could potentially have by being a Baal Bitachon and contrasting that with other professions. Hayitaron HaShmini hu Sha'aman HaKimya Eino Mitakef Af Makom Gala Pachat Shelo Hein Yitgale Sod Umanato Ve'ilu HaBatech Belokim Yoshev Be'arto Levetach ושוכן במקומו במנוחת הנפש, כמו שכתוב, בטח בהשם ועשה טוב, שכן ארץ רואה אמונה, ונאמר, צדיקים ירשו ארץ וישכנו לעד עליה. So the contrast that he's making here is with someone who's cheating in business. So that's not always a good comparison for a regular business, but in this particular scenario, you can't compare with a regular business. This is talking about someone who's doing something which is not legitimate, and then he always has fear of other people catching him. If someone has bitachon, everything he's doing is the will of Hashem. So he's never concerned he's doing something illegal. That one I would prefer not to go into because we're making comparisons between people who are doing things that are legitimate to begin with. Nevertheless, the idea of traveling is an important question. It's an important question. If a person finds a job, which that job means they have to travel a lot, is that a good thing or not a good thing? It's a very personal question. Some people, that's what gives them chiyus, it gives them enthusiasm, it gives them excitement, it keeps them going, it keeps them moving. For some people, it means they're not able to really build anything because they're not around in one place in a solid way long term, and therefore it's unhealthy. Some people, if they don't have that, they don't feel energized. Some people, if they have to do that, then they're not with their family, they're not together with their children. A person with bitachon, on a high level of bitachon, and a person has to, well, this one has to be explained as well. We're describing now a person who has an option of a job that he has to travel for, but he would rather stay home. Can he have bitachon and say, I'm not going to take the job that means traveling? Or does he have to say, no, that's the status I have to do? Alamai's the question. This happens. Sometimes it happens, people who moved to Israel and they had a job in America and they don't want to be traveling. They want to be with their family the whole week. They want to be able to learn Daf Yomi in their shul. And if they are traveling, then they're all without their family. The learning is scattered back and forth. And it doesn't make sense to them that that's the proper way to live. So should they say, okay, but that's a normal status, I'm going to go with that? Or should they say, I'll trust in Hashem, and I won't take a job that means traveling, and it'll work out. It's not always an option. You usually have to sign up for a year to a company. Ahead of time, you have to determine, are you staying with your company or not staying with your company? Usually this question comes up when it's someone who's making aliyah, and in the process of making out, they make a decision, either I'm keeping my job and I'm going to be traveling ahead of time, or something they can always tell ahead of time. And even if it's for the first year, even for them, in that time. If it's something which you can hold on to both, then albeit, great. You know, if the job market is a very fluid job market and you can just switch freely, and you can just give up the one job whenever you want and take a new job, then it would be an easier question. I would agree with you. Stay with the one job, and as soon as the new one opens, take it. That's not always the case. Often you sign a contract for 2-3 years, you have to be involved in one thing or another. That's the question. Are you allowed to do that or not? Do you have to be hishtadlut to keep your job or not? And the answer here is very individual. It won't be the same answer for every person. And this is a klal in bitachon, which Rav Dessler writes in Mikhtav Meliyahu. And this could really resolve a lot of questions that people have. That he did this and he did that. It doesn't mean it's the same for everyone. Everyone works differently. It's very personal. In theory, if one was on a high level of bitachon, and they believe that their avodat Hashem will be on a higher level, and their ability to be with their family would be on a higher level, by them being in the same country and working locally, they can see that from a avodat Hashem perspective, that's the right thing to do. But they just don't know technically how it's going to work out. And it's logical that it could work out. it might, you don't know how it's going to work exactly, but it could happen. I'm not talking about a person who doesn't have a degree and is like going to an area where there's no option for him to work. I'm not talking about it's illogical. It could be. And let's say, let's give an example, which is a usual example. He works either as a computer programmer or he works as a dentist. He works in things which it's like there is a market for that. It's something which you can take with you to different places. Right now there's no opening for it, but it's likely that even mid-year that could open. It could happen. It could happen. He doesn't know of anything, but it could happen. So someone with a high level of bitachon would say, Hashem, it seems to me like the best thing for my family and for my Torah, for keeping of mitzvahs, is that I'll be working locally. I know I don't have a job yet in the area, but I'm putting my trust in you, Hashem, that I will go there and it will work out. And if someone's on a high level, that will be the right path. And it wouldn't be good for them to hold on to a job because it's not good for their growth. Now, how do you determine a high level? How do you know if you're on a high level? Like, is it the right thing to do or not? Because for someone who's on that level, it's the right thing to do. For someone who's not, it's the wrong thing to do. So how are you supposed to know what level you're on? So the measure that Rav Dessler gives, he says the following. If you know that it doesn't work out, that you would be bitter and upset about it, then it's not your natural level. Because for you, you're not there. You'd be upset. You would say, Hashem, either make it work or else I'm going to be angry. I'm going to be upset. I'm going to be frustrated. If that's where you are, then it's not natural to you to be on that level of trust. And then for that person, the right advice would be that for the first year, keep your job and travel. And then during the course of the year, start looking for another job, which will take place later on, and then do it in a more hishtadlut-oriented way. But if there's a person who he knows, both because of his financial background and because of his emotional makeup, he knows that if he would go and put his trust in Hashem and it wouldn't work out, his connection with Hashem would be the same. It would be hard for him, maybe. I'm not saying it would be easy, it would be smiling and laughing, it would be challenging, but it wouldn't move him as far as his bitachon is concerned. He wouldn't regret having done it. He would still see it as having made the right choice with the knowledge that he had at the time. And that means that's his natural level of bitachon, and it's the right thing for him to do. Now, you can't really learn from stories, because a story is only about that particular person, and we just made a rule that it depends in every person's a different scenario. But I'll just tell a story for some from my family. There's a member of my family who lived in South Africa, and they made Aliyah. And they had bitachon in Hashem. And where they didn't have a degree, but they were working in a very high place where they were working because of connections. They had a very good paying job, but they couldn't bring it with them. It was something which they didn't have a degree. No one knew them here. They were coming into the job market with no background, but they had experience, but they didn't have papers to show anything. And they had bitachon in Hashem. They were going to come and look for a job after they came. The family came, they moved to Ramat Beit Shemesh, of course. He did Ulpan. And after Ulpan, he said, if I've come to Israel, I just want to learn a little bit. So at the end of that year, like whenever Ulpan finished, so that year ended, he went to learn in Yeshiva. They had four kids at this point, but they'd saved up enough money just for 1 year. He started work, and then the year ended, and their savings ended, and he couldn't find a job. He's highly experienced, not at all qualified, and he couldn't find a job. Didn't have connections, no one looked at him without any papers, and he couldn't find a job. So he ended up doing a job, which was like a job you don't need a degree for. He was doing like very low level maintenance control in a factory. Going and checking, like people had to have done things, and he just had to walk around making sure those things were done. It was low paying. It was enough to keep the family going, but it wasn't according to his potential. And he says, who said that coming to Eretz Yisrael has to be easy? The whole year he was quoting the Gemara and Brachos, Eretz Yisrael and the Kanei be Yisur. And he was living by it. He was still looking for a better job. He wasn't like saying, that's it, I'm giving up. He was still looking for a better job, but he lived that. He said, if I have to work in a local, and it was a big thing, because he was a vice president of what he was working in until now when he was in South Africa. He was second in control. And then he came to being like a basic, like with teenagers who didn't have degrees, nothing, like doing a very basic job. That could be a real blow to the ego. So he wanted to know what was important to him. That's an example of someone who's like willing to take it. It didn't work out. But he had bitachon Hashem, so he was willing to take it. He didn't drop his level of faith in Hashem. He did that for 2 years. During those 2 years, numerous times they debated maybe moving back, because they couldn't see what's going anywhere. But he kept faith, he kept strong. And then he did a course, a 2 or 3 week course, but just gave him some paperwork, which he had to go overseas for, but he went and he got this paper, and now he's working very well. He does very well, he's in a good company, got a very good paying job, he likes what he's doing, it's similar to what he was doing when he was back in South Africa, so it's like, it's what he's experienced in, and now they're stable, they're fine, they're going well. It took took 3 years, I mean the year of Ulpan and learning, and then 2 years of not having the job he wanted, but they saw it out, and they're content, and they're happy. Doesn't mean it wasn't rough, there was rough times financially for them, but the rough times is the right decision. Someone else, that wouldn't have been right for them. Someone else would have only been able to move to Israel if they already worked out what job they had. Because if they would have been bitter and frustrated about the fact they came and upset about it, and that would be what they would be carrying, then it wouldn't be right for them to do that path. But for someone who their natural level is, that they won't be bitter, they'll just say, I'll take whatever comes, and they're calm about it, this is the will of Hashem at this point, I'm putting in my shtadlus still, I'll make it work. And for them, it eventually works. And if it wouldn't work eventually, that's also right to do the normal shtadlus in any given situation. But so regarding that point of whether a person should move away from their family or not, it depends on if they believe it's the right thing to do. And they have a level of bitachon where they wouldn't regret making that choice even if it didn't work out, then they should do that. If you're missing one of those things, if you're not sure it's the will of Hashem, or if you're sure it's the will of Hashem but you're not sure you'll be able to handle it, that's not your level you're holding, then that's the Yitaron HaShmini. So the person with bitachon and Hashem can be in the place which he recognizes is the best place for him to be. He stays with his family, he stays close to home, he stays near his yeshiva where he wants to be connected to. He's able to be in a place which is a healthy place spiritually for him. And he has trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it works.
Is there a lack of bitachon that enjoys the job? Not at all.
If it's good for him, and it's giving him chiyus, and it's right for him, that's a healthy thing. It's only when he realizes that it's harming him spiritually, and it's not good for him, and the only reason he's keeping on to it is because he's saying, who will be if I don't have the job? That's a lack of bitachon. But if he's enjoying what he's doing, that's who he is, and it's built for, it's a wonderful thing. Yitaron HaTishi. Oh, yeah. A little louder. Yeah. But what we spoke about a couple of days ago was when a person depends on his job as opposed to depending on Hashem. That point?
Yeah.
So that's a lack of bitachon. Because he's saying a person who defines himself by his trust in Hashem, he'll say, Hashem, I'll take whatever job you'll give me. Like the story of this family member that I just mentioned. Like, he had an idea of what he wanted to do. But I trust my Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, you want me to do that? I'll do this in the meantime. I'm still going to work. So what's going to put in his budget? That's a healthy mindset. An unhealthy mindset is saying he feels nervous and tense that if he doesn't keep his job, what's going to be with him? Like, what's it going to be? I don't know what's going to be. And he feels nervous about it. That's an unhealthy place. Yeah? Ninth benefit that a person can have from having bitachon. And again, we haven't even started Shabbat Bitachon. This is all the introduction. This is all the lo lishma, what you'll gain, by the way. This is already a spiritual concept, and this is true for many jobs. So when a person buys or invests in a retirement plan, there are two ways that it could work. One way it could work is that he reaches 65, 67, 70, whatever it is, and then he gets a lot of money all in one go. That's one option. Or another option is when he reaches that age, they start paying out money, and they give it to you over a long time, and then it just keeps going as long as he's alive. So on the one hand, the first benefit of the first one is you have a lot all in one go, and you can do whatever you want with it. But then it might run out, and then what are you going to do? And you're in trouble. So the security of the second one is that it benefits you now, when you need it, but also there's a long-term benefit that even like much later on. Some people like the first one because they want to go and move to another place and buy a new house, they want all that money and they'll work it out. Some people like the second one because it gives them more sense of long-term security. Different ideas. If a person trusts in his work here in this world, and he's successful, then he's gained having security here in this world. But that security that he has won't necessarily take him through to the next world. It ends here. All his money ends here. Even the pharaohs who buried themselves in pyramids with all their gold and silver, but they died. So what does their body benefit from? However, a person has betachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only does it give him reward here in this world, that he has a menuchas ha-nefesh, he has a calmness, he's gaining here, but he's gaining there as well. There's a non-Torah mindset, which is that you need something to hold on to. And if it's religion, then so be it. You have to have something. Because, I don't know if they would say God, but let's say God, something, some force, made man in a way that he has his need to connect to something bigger than him. They don't have an explanation as to why, because they don't have Hashem. They just say it's just a basic human need without needing to explain it, as if that excuses it. There's lots of things we don't know. That's just a basic human need. It's universal. It's universal. It doesn't have to have a reason, it's just universal, that's enough. And they're satisfied with that. So there's a basic human need, you have to get something greater. And they say, and religious people express that need by having religion. So their understanding is that it's worthwhile for a person to be religious because it gives them calmness in this world. Because you have something to connect to something bigger, you have a basic human need which is being addressed. So Chofetz Chaim is saying, that's a very small-minded understanding of bitachon. It's true that Bitachon gives you that. Of course it will. Because Hashem loves us. And He's not going to set the system up in a way that's going to harm us and ruin us. He's going to set the system up in a way that's going to give us the ability to fulfill His will here in this world. And since menuchas ha-nefesh is a basic condition that a man needs in order to serve Him, then He'll set up the religion in a way that if you're doing the mitzvah properly and you're fulfilling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, you'll have menuchas ha-nefesh as well. That's not why you're doing it. It's a side benefit. When the Torah speaks of reward in this world, im b'chukotai teilechu, geshamim b'itam, not saying that the purpose of doing mitzvah is that you get rain. That's the end goal. It's saying, since Hashem wants to give you the best conditions, the ideal conditions, so if He sees you are fulfilling His will, within the will of Hashem, then He'll give you more opportunity to do His will. He'll give you the conditions, He'll give you rain in its time, so you will have produce to be able to thank Him and bless Him and fulfill mitzvahs. The reward that we're looking for is not the reward of this world. Of course we're grateful for it. It's a great side benefit that we get that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a menuchas ha-nefesh by having bitachon in Hashem. But our goal is not for that side benefit. Our goal is for the long term. So what we're investing in and what we're rejoicing about is not... My grandfather passed away 8 years ago, and in my family of some members who are more religious, some who are less, so I made a siyum. I didn't make a siyum, I arranged guys to do mishnayos, and together at Bayit Chum, which happened to be the shloshim, 4 weeks later, then we did the siyum of the shas mishnayos that all the people together had made. So I mentioned to my family, different all different parts of the family, and they spread it to the other parts of the family. Oh, Tzvi made a siyum, Le'ilu Neshama Yisrael Moshe, who my baby Yisrael Moshe is named after, Yisrael Moshe Ben Yitzchak, and I made a siyum. So a non-religious member of the family said, that's such a nice idea, that you have this like need of like pain that you've gone through, that you're holding in, like after the loss, and you're like, you found like a religious way to express the mourning and the pain that you're feeling. And that had never occurred to me. That idea never crossed my mind for a moment. When I thought about it, there is an element of truth to it. Right? It's not that it's not true, but that was not the agenda. Right? At no point did I think, oh, I have this need of emotion that I have no way of expressing. Let's get the guys together and we'll learn Mishnayos and that will give me my emotion and security that I'll be... Not at one moment. I said to myself, someone has passed away, was my grandfather, I want to have an Iru Neshama for him. What the classic thing to do in the Torah world is learning Mishnayos, because the letters of Neshama and the letters of Mishnah are the same letters. That's the classic way. And to finish all of Shas Mishnayos and his merit will be Iru Neshama for him. It's a long-term benefit for his soul. That's my goal. And I'm just glad that I have the opportunity to do it, because it's easy for me here in Keren Byavne. I just keep out the Mishnayos. I have Bayit Chaim anyway. The guys are coming over. It was an easy opportunity. That's why I'm doing it. Is it true that it helped emotionally? Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I'm not denying that maybe it did. I don't feel that it necessarily did, but it maybe it did. But that wasn't the agenda. So when you look from a short-term perspective, the mindset is, what are you trying to get to? Like, the mindset is, like, it's all about this world, and what are you trying to get? What's your need? What's your agenda? What are you trying to get to? And a person who doesn't understand the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he'll say, I understand why Betochen is important, because it gives you a sense of security, and Menuchas HaNefesh, very good. The people who made up the religion were very wise. That's a very short-term perspective. But why we're doing it is, we have, in the example of the Mishnayot, we have the next world in mind. We're doing it because that's the will of Hashem. We're doing it because of a much higher benefit. Is there a side benefit to me? Does it give me emotional security and a way to express? Maybe. And if there is, I'm very grateful for it. And I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for setting up a system which answers my emotional needs. Thank you. That's not my goal. And therefore, the difference between someone who's bitachon in things of this world is that he may get bitachon in this world, but he has no long-term benefit from doing that. A person has bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not even his goal. The Menuchas Nefesh wasn't even his goal. His goal was the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Side benefit that he has is Menuchas Nefesh. And the tenth one is that a person is involved in the world, So again, we'll take this to a place which is more relevant to us. When a person gets too invested in his business, then there are going to be failures now and then. The way of business is, you win some, you lose some. The way of business is that if you have a long-term perspective, you could gain. But part of gaining is some investments give profit and some investments lose out. A person has bitachon, then even in this world, he has bitachon like Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you win some, you lose some, and it doesn't frustrate him either way. When he gains, he's not too excited because he recognizes it's the hand of Hashem. And when he loses, he's not too upset because he recognizes the hand of Hashem. Because either way, I'm in the hands of Hashem. Either way, Kadosh Baruch Hu is supporting me. And if there's a win here, there may be a loss there. And even that's the end, I'm trusting the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But a person's whole trust in this world, whenever it goes well, he's all full of himself. He doesn't go, oh, what's going to be now? It's a downward trend, and this is going to be the end. And now, if it went down now, it's going to continue going down. And he's at edge all the time. But a person's betachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the relationship with Hashem is what's important to him. And people respect him a lot more because they say, there's a man who's calm. There's a man who just does his work faithfully. He's a person who wins something, loses something, doesn't make a big deal about it, doesn't get upset, doesn't complain. And people will give him a brocha. I think he should be successful. Because the person's always on edge. People say, oh, he's tense. I wonder what's going to be with him. Like, they pick up his vibe. So I don't think he's going to do well this season. Look at him, all nervous. When a person's calm, he gets brochas from other people. Oh, I see you always. You accept whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you in a stupid way. Now Hashem gives you more. He's amen. Whatever he's doing, good or not good, he gets the brocha of other people as well. And other people benefit from him too. So those are the 10 benefits that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give to a person's betochen, all the lolishma ones, all the ones of menuchas and nefesh here in this world. And as we continue, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see that the value of betochen is much, much greater and beyond those.